Welcome to another day in the Matrix. This is Waters Above. I got a really important video for you all today, so we're going to jump straight into this gnosis. And if you're new here, we do cryptocurrency technical analysis and combine it with gematria, numerology, and astrology to understand these markets. Feel free to subscribe and turn on the bell notification to stay updated on when new videos come out. And make sure to give this video a like and share this channel with other conscious beings to help grow our community. And with that being said, let's take the clear pill. So we have tomorrow, September 13th, is a Friday the 13th, and it connects to one of the most important dates over the past 5 years, and that's October 7th, 2023, the date that Israel declared war on Hamas, which was the key event to kick off what some would call World War III. And before we dive deeper into this specific code, it's important to bring up the significance of the number 7, not only in Zionism and Kabbalah, and even exoterically in Judaism. So I want you to consider the Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah. It starts on the Hebrew month of Tishri, their seventh month biblically. Then they practice a seven-year cycle called the Shemitah. It is tied to the harvest, which ties back to Kronos or Saturn in mythology. And Kronos, Saturn, is your god of harvest, also known as Father Time. And then you have their Sabbath day on Saturday. It's Saturn's day on their seventh day of the week. Well, October 7, 2023, it was on a Saturn's day, a Saturday, just like the Yom Kippur War, which started on October 6th of 1973, you'll also see was on a Saturn day. This was a ritual to Saturn and Baal. This is Father Time and the father of the Matrix, the king of the gods, Yaldabaoth, and also known as the Demiurge or Yahweh. This is Jupiter, Zeus. Father, son. This is why a lot of the Hollywood movies you see play that dynamic. Getting back to this, the reason why this event last year happened on the 50th anniversary of the Yom Kippur War also has to do with the number 7, because as I mentioned earlier regarding the 7-year cycle called the Shemitah, you then have an even more powerful cycle of 7 cycles of Shemitah being 49 years, or 7 sevens, and this comes back to the Jubilee. So after 7 cycles of 7 Shemitah, or 49 years, on the following year, the 50th year, they practice biblical Jubilee. This event on October 7th last year, and note the 7 on the 7th day of that month, landing on a Saturn's day, Sabbath day, the 7th day, was scripted. They could not start that war until after the Jubilee was over, because during the final Shemitah in the 49-year cycle and biblical Jubilee, they cannot have any blood on their hands. But once it's over, it becomes Hunger Games real quick. So now that you have that foundation regarding the number 7, we're going to continue this theme throughout today's decode. And it's important that I laid out that foundation for you, because you're going to see how this all connects. So let's get back to the Jubilee, which effectively ended on September 16th of 2023. And you're going to see that from this date to the date of the war being declared, they were 21 days apart. Also, you have it being on a Saturn's day, coincidentally. And this number 21, you could break it down to 3 sevens. 7 plus 7 plus 7 equals 21. And 777 is your jackpot number. Also, this number 21 ties directly back to the gematria of Saturn, this mythology that we're talking about, Father Time and the ruler of Kabbalism. Well, getting back to this 21 code, well, I want us to actually now step into 2024, where we are today. We'll be having this upcoming Friday the 13th is connected to this specific date of October 7th of 2023. And we have this very important number that many people will probably overlook, and that's the number 343. Again, keep in mind the number 7 here. We were talking about the 7th day of October, We're also in the Gregorian year of 223 when this event happened. 3 plus 2 plus 2, 7. And it's on a Saturn day. Well, this 343 is when you take 7 times 7 times 7 is 343. That's two 777 connections I just gave you, along with this upcoming Friday the 13th tomorrow being a 21 standard date numerology. Again, 7 plus 7 plus 7 tied to Saturn. Oh, and I have one more. We are also in the 37th week of the year in the Gregorian system. Esoterically, 37, you speak it out, it's three sevens, 777. And we're in the true seventh month in the system, not the ninth month. September being the ninth month makes no sense, because just look at the etymology. September, it starts with the prefix septem in Latin, that means seven. We have 343 days, 7 times 7 times 7. This also happens to be 49 weeks, which is 7 squared, 7 sevens, which also happens to be 11 months and 7 days. This is where the September 11th code comes into play, because as I mentioned moments ago, September, starting with the prefix septem, is the number 7, making September 11th actually 7-11, or 11-7 written internationally. That's your 117 code, 117 code. And remember the year that event happened. It was in 2001. Remove the zeros using the rules of numerology. You have 2001, remove zeros, it becomes 21. Again, 777. And what's significant about the year 2001 was that it was a Shemitah year. This is why we had the dot-com bubble to start off that, and then it ended with a bang, literally, September 11th, World Trade Center attacks in New York City. That was all tied to a Shemitah ritual. Then we had 7 years later, on the following Shemitah, was the housing market crash, the subprime mortgage crisis. And something I shared here on this channel almost 4 years ago was the significance of this Shemitah cycle in regards to the market. All our big events in the markets are tied to the Shemitah cycle, but that would require a separate video to break down even further, and I actually teach about this thoroughly in my Decoding Mastermind course that's available at watersabove.com. You could check that out if you're interested. Now, getting back to this September 11th ritual and the year 2001, remove the zeros, you have 21. That comes back to Saturn, 21. And this Friday the 13th, tomorrow, is actually connected to the upcoming Hebrew New Year, Rosh Hashanah, by 21 days. And this is a very important Rosh Hashanah because it's on a solar eclipse, and the final solar eclipse of our solar cycle, and the last bit of solar cycle energy until the total lunar eclipse on March 13th of 2025, which is exactly 6 months away from today, so about a half a year from now. Also, if we don't include the end date, this 343 code that I was talking about earlier regarding October 7th of last year, Israel War, it connects to Saturn Day, September 14th. We have another Saturn connection, and this number 7 again because it's the 14th day, and that number 14 is 27, 7 plus 7 is 14. Now, when we connect October 7th, 7th day, 343 days, 777, you get where I'm going with this. Remember, we're also talking about the 37th week of the year, 777. Also, the final day of the 37th week, Sunday, September 15th, has a very important code to it, but before I get into that, we have more 7 connections. It's the 107th day left in the year, drop the 0, and you have 17. 17 is the 7th prime number. Also, 107 is the 28th prime number, also divisible by 7. 7 times 4 is 28. But what's most powerful about this date is the fact that September 15th has a 68 double-digit date numerology, which I call the War Code. Remember earlier I spoke about the Yom Kippur War, which was on October 6th of 1973? Well, let me just quickly break this down for you esoterically. October It starts with the prefix octo, like octagon has eight sides, making October actually the eighth month in the cycle, not the tenth. And we have the Yom Kippur War on the sixth day of the true eighth month, written 6-8 internationally. There you have your 68 code. And coincidentally, this leaves 86 days left in the year. The mirror of the number 68. Remember, everything is mirrored, not mimicked. These are the rules of alchemy. So, getting back to this was a very ritualistic date all the way back then, and it was revisited just last year on that 50th anniversary, and we talked about that a little bit earlier. One thing that's absolutely wild about October 6th of this year, and it's a code that I want to show you really quickly for 2024. Remember, I was talking about the 86 days and the 6-8 code for this September 15th. We're also 21 days apart. We were talking about that with Saturn. This is your 68 war code. Just for you to have the information, most major wars are associated with the number 68. We have World War I had a 68 double-digit date numerology. World War II had the 68 double-digit date numerology. Vietnam had the 86 double-digit date numerology. And even the most recent Russia-Ukraine invasion back in February 2022, that had a 68 double-digit date numerology, which is why I call it the war code. Also this year, the former president of Iran died in a helicopter crash on a 68 double-digit date numerology, right after Iran launched a drone strike against Israel. Again, kind of pushing us into the next phases of what we're calling World War III. So I am keeping this upcoming Sunday in mind specifically because of that. But with October 6th being right around the corner, that will be the eve of the 1 year anniversary of this war with Israel, and effectively tied specifically to the day of the Yom Kippur War, which leaves 86 days left in the year. And if we include the end date, we could actually tie that back to the date of the Trump assassination attempt in Butler, Pennsylvania, which was on Saturn Day, July 13th, by 86 days. Pretty incredible stuff. And for those that want to see how even more coded this all is, Israel's Independence Day, which is the 14th of May of 1948, also has an 86 double-digit date numerology. You can't make this up. Now, I want to see something interesting. We were just talking about October 6th of this year. We were talking about also October 7th of last year, the real key date in this World War III narrative. I want you to see how they both have the same double-digit date numerology and the same standard date numerology. And guess what else has a 60 and 15 numerology? The upcoming presidential election of the United States. November 5th, 2024, Super Tuesday, Super Martes, the day of Mars, day of the God of War, right? But then you have the 60, 60, 15, 15 connection. I want you to keep this in mind because there's some code here. All those dates I just shared have the same date numerology, and now we're going to get into reducing it further. 60, you drop the zero, you have 6. 15, 1 plus 5 is 6. The number 6 is sex. It's tied to the sexagram. It's tied to the hexagram, the symbol of the flag of Israel. This is the hex. We talk about this in magic. Well, hex gives you 15, and I just showed you all the connections with the 15 date numerology. Also, not only just tied to some key events, but the upcoming election. And also, another 15 connection in the same cipher, in the Chaldean cipher, is Israel, gives you 15. Funny enough, Israel also has the 64, which was the date, double-digit date numerology of the Trump assassination attempt, and also the double-digit date numerology of Trump's birthday this year. You can't make this up. Also, speaking of the number 15, we have that in another cipher in war, with that 15 there. And we're talking about how this upcoming Sunday of the 16th of September has the 20, one moment, the 15th of September has the 68 date numerology. So I just want to get back on track here. So now let me just kind of share my opinion all on all of this, since these are dates that are right around the corner. They're things that I've been bringing up quite often, actually, especially inside of my Patreon for the Mastermind community. So if you guys are interested in a lot of those behind the scenes updates in my weekly Red Pill podcast, that is available at patreon.com/watersabove. And that membership is incredibly affordable for how much value you get. Not only a weekly podcast that's typically an hour to an hour and a half long, but I also do text market updates. I also share whenever I'm personally buying or selling any of my investments, as well as it includes a Discord community with tons of like-minded individuals decoding this matrix together, following these markets, following these geopolitical events, and supporting each other in the process. So just want to share my opinion on all of this now that I laid out the foundation for you. We have tomorrow being Friday the 13th, that energy spilling into Saturn's day, the 14th, and being released into the 15th on this war code date. And this is where we transition into the 38th week of the year, which is probably the most important part of all of this. So now that we've got here, I hope you've been taking notes. With this 38th week of the year right around the corner, I'll be wrapping up today's decode here, getting into as many little nuggets of wisdom along the way, of course. But we have this upcoming 38th week of the year, and this is probably the most important week of the year regarding the energy of these markets, which I know you're all here to know more about, specifically for the crypto market. And the significance of this number 38, it ties back to a decode that I released back in February this year called the Year of the Dragon Decoded, talking about the Chinese zodiac. And I go into the esoteric connections for the key number of this year of 2024 and the Hebrew year of 5784, which reduces to 24. And esoterically, the number 38, well, that's 3 8s. 888, and 8 plus 8 plus 8 equals 24. And we're talking about the Year of the Dragon, named after this constellation, Draconis, which gives you the 38 as well as the mirror 83. So you could see this is all synchronized together. And on, remember, 3 8s, 888 is 24. And on September 16th, the first day of that 38th week of the year, we have a 24 standard date numerology. So how perfectly synced is that? And then we have this connection between September 16th and October 3rd, which is Rosh Hashanah. And if we include the end date, you'll see they are 2 weeks and 4 days apart. So another 24 connection. Also, October 3rd, the day of the Hebrew New Year, is leaving 89 days left in this year. And that's the 24th prime number. And this will be the last day of the Hebrew year, 5784, which is the 24. An absolutely wild coincidence, and all I did was connect two dates. And we're not like pulling things out of nowhere here. We're using the most significant connections with the calendrical systems of arguably the most important calendar, especially given where Israel is in the whole conversation. It's what is ruling all of the energy in this world right now, and everyone is giving their energy to it. So this is important stuff, guys. And also, this happens to be the day leading into our upcoming lunar eclipse. And we need to discuss that, because right after that lunar eclipse, as it finishes off in energy, Wednesday, September 18th, we have an FOMC meeting. So the Federal Reserve's FOMC will be from the 17th to the 18th. Fed Chair Powell will be speaking next Wednesday. And notice how September 18th, just to throw this out there, is the 26th date numerology, but it's also the 262nd day of the year, which is the palindrome of the number 26, 26 forward and backward. And earlier I showed you the gematria of the word Draconis, talking about the Draconis constellation tied to the dragon or Draco. And this is, of course, considering the Chinese year of the dragon that we're in. Well, Draconis gives you the 26, so we have more synchronicity there as well. And this upcoming FOMC meeting, when Fed Chair Powell speaks, will also be 11 months and 11 days from October 7th last year, the Israel war date. So there's your 1111 code. Make a wish. Now, a lot of analysts are speculating the market is due to have a heavy correction for this upcoming FOMC meeting because of the supposed rate cuts incoming and what would be our first rate cuts of the year. And I just want to let everyone know that there's a pattern for the Year of the Dragon, and we're seeing this happen month after month whenever analyzing dragon years. I'm just going to quickly pull up the S&P 500 chart, because I've been tracking this now publicly, also here in YouTube videos, pretty much since the beginning of this year. So I just want to go over this pattern really quickly. And that's we initially top out in the month of September, and then we correct into the election timeframe, typically about a week to 10 days after the election. And then we have a macro bottom, or I guess we could call it a micro cycle bottom, would be a more specific term. A micro cycle bottom is formed about a week to 10 days after the election, and then it follows by a really solid pump into the end of the year, where typically we actually see higher highs in the indices by November into December, post-election. And I've documented this in many videos going through each dragon year, all the way back to 1928 into 1929, which led to the Great Depression, when the market topped in, surprise, the month of September. Of 1929, the year of the snake. So naturally, next year will be the year of the snake. I've already called for this publicly in so many podcasts and so many interviews that I've been on, that in 2025, if this war narrative continues, which I believe it will, the United States of America will enter this war during the year of the snake, as they always had in the World War II example, World War I, Vietnam, 2001, Afghanistan. I could keep going. The year of the snake and USA military going to war go hand in hand. And I don't think it'll be any different this time. So keep that in mind, everyone. So it's just considering what I shared before about all of the data that I've researched going back to 1928, almost 100 years ago, and trading into the year of the snake, which is naturally more bullish, actually, than any highs made in the year of the dragon. It's another reason why I'm bullish on Q1 2025. And I cover that thoroughly in my Year of the Snake Decoded. It's a sneak preview that I included as bonus material in my crypto decoding blueprint. And that's also a part of my decoding mastermind course over on my website. But getting back to this pattern, I do have to say that although this dragon year has many volatile events happening simultaneously, a pattern is a pattern. And I feel the crypto market is getting hit hard because of suppressed energy moving into the release of this bottled up energy, which I believe will be set off by this upcoming solar eclipse on October 2nd, less than a month away. I see it being no different than October of last year. So let me quickly just show you that example. In October last year, right here during our second solar eclipse of the solar cycle, the crypto market took off, not only Bitcoin, but the entire altcoin market as well. Then we go back to the prior bull run, starting in this kind of like Q4 timeframe of 2020, peaking in 2021. When you look at September and October of 2020, we started breaking out right then into effectively the end of October, start of November, breaking out of an over 3 year resistance that we were faced with. And that happened during October. We could even check in with the cycle before that in 2017, right over here. And if we look at the relationship of, let me see, right here. So we have a dip into September, and then we have this recovery phase in October, and then by November, we're up and heading into the peak of the cycle. All of these are around the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, just like we have coming up on October 2nd of 2024, less than a month away. It will be our last solar eclipse of the solar cycle. And after this eclipse, it's typical when we see the expansion in the crypto market. And considering it's already been 6 months now of sideways and down for Bitcoin, and the entire sentiment around this crypto market has reset, it's become quite bored. Many people have flipped full blown bearish. Even the people that were screaming back in Q1 talking about how these institutions buying are going to send us up to, you know, crazy new prices immediately. And I was one of the few that was really telling people to relax, because you don't want the market to just break out in a straight line. It's not healthy. So everyone was talking about Bitcoin institutional inflows and this, that, and the third. And here we are today. You know, we have not seen price discovery. So it's important that whenever something is popular, you almost immediately accept it as it's wrong. And it's a distraction. So what we've been through now is 6 months of sideways and down. The whole sentiment has reset. A lot of the narratives that we heard back in Q1 are no longer being brought up. So unless this solar lunar cycle concept breaks for the first time in the history of the entire Bitcoin chart, going back to the genesis of Bitcoin, then we should be expecting up after the fourth solar eclipse of our solar cycle, or after October of 2024. And lastly, the other thing to consider with it being an election year, and probably the most prana siphoning election of all time, just know that the masses are distracted by that election and they're not concerned with the markets. And many will actually wait to speculate until after that election, which is typical, and why I said in the traditional markets, it's normal to see a correction into the election timeframe and then a pivot slightly after it, once we have the results. Although I just released over on Patreon a new decode of the US election, and it's pretty much just something I did because I've been getting so many requests to do it, and I finally did it. And I share my theories on what I see going down for this election between Trump and Harris. I share some what could be very plausible scenarios, three key scenarios. If you're interested in that, that's available at patreon.com/watersabove, and probably one of the most mind-blowing pieces of data I've compiled regarding politics. And I normally don't touch on politics, but I've received a lot of feedback that it was such a neutral presentation. You know, I wasn't picking any sides. I was very unbiased and neutral in my approach of how I looked at the code. So I've been getting amazing feedback on that, and I really appreciate that. Even though I dived into a subject matter that I normally don't even get close to. But getting back to this, we have this upcoming lunar eclipse, and we'll have to see how that goes with the next FOMC meeting on September 18th. Keep an eye out for the 60K Bitcoin level, somewhere around this 0.5 fib when looking at the macro fib pull from the swing high down to the swing low. That's a very important level, and recovering that level would show confidence in Bitcoin's ability to hold this lower 50K range. Although no parties until Bitcoin can get back above the 65K area, that would show somewhat of a trend reversal energy. And we're still in this horizontal trading range until Bitcoin can break into price discovery, which would, it still stands at anything over 71,500 or a weekly close over 72K. And a gem I can share with you to wrap up today's video regarding Bitcoin's scripted price action. Some of you might remember me talking about Bitcoin's highest daily close, which was on March 13th of this year. And I say daily close because it was the highest candle closure we had. And what's so amazing about March 13th of this year is Bitcoin closed its only daily candle at 73K. The only day it's closed at 73K. And it was on the 73rd day of the year. So I decided to look into what's the day leaving 73 days in the year, and that is the 19th of October. Now, what's so incredible about this is that's also a 73 double digit date numerology. So how wild is that? And when you include the end date, it's 7 months and 7 days. 7 times 7 is 49, and the mythological archetype Satoshi Nakamoto turned 49 years old this year, and Satoshi is symbolic of Saturn, and October 19th happens to be on a Saturn's day. Now, you want your mind to really be blown even more when we connect this to Satoshi's 49th birthday. And we don't include the end date, we end up with 197 days between Satoshi's 49th birthday and this date that we discovered, October 19th. 197 is the 45th prime number, and Satoshi's birthday is on April 5th, the 4-5 Gregorian date. And because we're utilizing the week numbers as well in our decodes, the fact that this date of October 19th lands in the 42nd week of the year, now this makes sense. Because the key number of this year, as I showed you earlier, is 24. And the mirror of 24 is 42. And another number connected to Saturn, 42. This also is the week of the last eclipse of the year. And this is a very important time frame to consider energetically for the crypto market, because this also happens to be around the time where in sidereal astrology will be transitioning, where the sun is moving out of Virgo and it's moving into Libra, the scales. And again, this is in sidereal astrology, not tropical. And what else equals 42 and 24? Well, let's bring in the gematria of Libra. The sign will be in. And that's 42 and 24. It's perfectly synchronized. So this really confirms my thesis that after the pair of eclipses that we'll have this month and next month, September 17th and October 17th, after that is when I suspect the bullish energy should come back to the crypto market. And the 42nd week of the year should be the pivot. And once Saturn goes direct, which is mid-November, around November 15th, as you could see here in this chart, we should already be breaking out of this bull flag that we're in now, which has a breakout target of just under 100K, which could very well be accomplished by January at the start of 2025. And perhaps as we see how this next couple of weeks goes, I could dial that in even more, but I did fully decode the all-time high, what I see Bitcoin doing this cycle, and the upside targets, that is in my crypto decoding blueprint. So I'm going to wrap up today's video here. Don't be shocked if something happens tomorrow for Friday the 13th into Saturn Day, and then we have the war code this Sunday. I'm expecting a ritual tied to this war happening this weekend, especially with Israel. We have the FOMC meeting next week. Most anticipate rate cuts, but we already showed you the pattern of a short-term top in September leading into a corrective phase right around the election. I've shared that in so many of my past YouTube videos. So if you're new to this information, go rewatch those. And then I do suspect after the election, we'll have a solid recovery into new highs for the stock market by December as we close off the year. And I am personally bullish even for Q1 of 2025 for the crypto market as well. And Bitcoin's best performing months are October and November, with emphasis on November for this year specifically. So any incoming fear is just a distraction. Stay focused. I appreciate every single one of you, and I'm wishing you all an amazing rest of your day in the Matrix. Much love.